Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Katuongere katonde ngali zamani.
Let's add God a mighty hand clap.
Katumwebaza olwekigambo kyetuwulidde.
As we thank him for the word we have heard.
Katukuutirwa okusomanga Bible.
As we emphasize to read in the Bible.
Ate okusobola okugerageranya.
To be able to compare.
Kubanga omulabe sitaani.
Because the enemy Satan.
Aina kyeyali yakola mu byawandiikibwa
bino. Something is done in these holy scriptures.
Kusinzira ku Isaiah sura ya 29.
According to Isaiah chapter 29. Verse 15 and 16. When they go deep down, and they turn things upside down. Yes. And they turn upside down scriptures.
And
we don't understand the way God wants. But we thank the Lord through the teacher Jacob, even evangelist son, and the Bible reader. Move to encourage us. And to see we get a general book of remembrance. How things were. How they should be. And how will they be. Lord God Almighty. We move to thank you. We move to give you glory and honor. With your word Jesus Christ.
If
any Holy Spirit. And you move to teach us again. The name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. You can sit down.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman. And
our
Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. We base in this ministry. Of the full knowledge of God. And to move rich on to you. God is the standard strategies
for
fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this time on, we are still moving on to see the sixth standard strategy of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The sixth standard strategy of God, which is known as the harvesters of spirits, to get them from this earth, to take them back home in heaven, as we save them from hell and the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And these ones, they work under the two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the first government, it's known as God's heavenly government on the earth. It has a responsibility to see that the things done in heaven, they are done on earth. And to see that the council of heaven is established on the earth. As we saw that that government, it was promised to begin
ever since
our Lord Jesus Christ was born on the earth. As we saw in the Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and verse 7. And our Lord Jesus, he taught us in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And he said, when you pray, pray that the Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is done in heavens. Praise Jesus much.
So government,
so the second government, it's God's government, the governments of the earth.
Government,
or you call it the central government.
Government
of God's heavenly governments of the earth.
Government,
and why it's called the central government? It's there reconciled governments of the world.
Government
God's heavenly governments on the earth, which works within church. together to prove in the governments of the world that God rules in their governments 99%, as He promised before in Daniel chapter 4 verses 24 up to 26.
Praise
Jesus, man. When He took King Nebuchadnezzar in the bush for 7 years, until you will understand that the Most High rules in kingdoms of children of men, until you will understand that heavens do rule on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We thank God. Many things we've come understanding. And we began to see
department,
the 8 departments
government
which make up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. In this time, and we move on to see the 7th department.
Department,
the 7th department of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And this department, it's of the holy angels of God in the holy church of God on the earth, as it is in heaven. Because when you saw in Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 up to 23, we saw that in heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, a great gathering of angels and the church of God, the holy ones of God, written in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus, much. And we knew it. Even on the earth, it has to be like that. That when we are emphasized much in the Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, not to forsake the assembling as the manner of others is. When we assemble in the great gathering of the world, even angels are sent, and they come serve us to inherit salvation. According to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14 and
14,
even they come, we minister with them. According to Revelation chapter 22, verses 7
and to 9,
and we minister with them as we fulfill the word of God, for them to fulfill the word of God. According to Psalms 103, verses 20, praise Jesus, much. So we last, when we understood that the holy angels of God who have to be in the holy church of God on the earth, they are in 7 groups, to be able to differentiate them from the angels of Satan, from the fallen angels, the angels of Satan. We are able to read many things, and we understood
that
there is a great problem if we do not know these groups of the angels, the 7.
Yes,
praise Jesus, much. Because we understood that Satan and his fallen angels, they are cast from heaven. They know well to transform as angels of light, even transform as preachers of righteousness. According to that, we saw 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 up to 15.
Yes,
praise Jesus, much. And we saw things in the midst there, and they have many. But as we read in the Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, and we saw angels in the Jerusalem city of heaven, and they are many there. As we read of them in Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, 100 trillion of the holy angels. But these ones, they are led by 7 angels to make 7 groups of angels. According to those we are able to know in the book of prophet Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 9 verses 1 and 2, yes, men were in charge of the city of God. Angels were in charge of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. We were able to see them, and we understood that these have commanders, 7 commanders. In Revelation chapter 8, verses 1, even verse 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And we knew that there are 8 commanders. There are 7 commanders. And they have 7 trumpets to be able to command the captains of these holy angels in the 7 groups.
Hey.
Yes. They have the balls of the plagues of God. As we are able to see in Revelation chapter 15, verses 1 and the verse 2. Yes, we saw many things there as you wrote them down. And you also present, you can get those messages and you move on to know why it's required of you to know that the holy angels of God who have to camp in the holy churches of God on the earth, they have to be the 7 groups to be able to differentiate them from the fallen angels, the angels of Satan.
And
we are able to understand many things. Praise Jesus, man. But this day we want to move on to know that these 7 groups of angels, these 7 groups of angels, they are represented by 7 priests, 7 teaching priests, and they have 2 trumpets, each one of them. For the sake of the commanders of the angels and for the captain of the angels, and to be able to command the portion of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These 7 groups of the angels, they are represented on this earth, 7 teaching priests, and they have 2 trumpets, each one of them. For the commander of the angels, even the captain, even be able to command the portion of Holy Spirit in His fullness to appear on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now that's what we've come reading it many times. Those
who've
been in full knowledge for 4 years, by the time has come, everything has to be in order. Because our God, we first understood, He is not of confusion, but He's of order. He's of order, decency, even peace.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we read him in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 and verse 40, he says like this. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33.
Kubanga Katonda wafe si wakavyo na iwa mirembe nga mukanisa zone za abatukuvu.
For God is not the author of confusion but of peace, as in all churches of the holy ones.
Runyorana.
Verse 40.
Na yebyo na bikolebwenga mukutegeka okulungi order.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Read
1
Corinthians chapter
14,
verse 33. I said that our God is not the author of confusion. Confusion in Luganda. But
it's
not the offer of confusion, but is of peace in all churches of the Holy Ones.
And he
said to be able to establish that peace. Verse 40, he has said, all things be done decently and in order.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now to say that these seven groups of the angels here physically, they are represented by seven teaching priests, and they have two trumpets, each one of them. For the sake of the commander of the angels and for the captain of the angels, be able to command the portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For a reason that angels, when they come on this earth, they usually camp in the spiritual world. And they are in the invisible world. Now we have their representatives who can command their manifestation physically to come from the spiritual world that we don't see with our eyes. That world, in there moves the wind.
Yes.
It's not far, it's just near you where you are. Who can see the wind?
There are those
who think the spiritual world perhaps is far from here. The spiritual world through it, it moves winds. Don't you feel it as you breathe? I feel it blow even on me. But I do not see it. It's not far from you. Even though
we are
on the physical world where we are sat, which is visible, but there is a spiritual world which is in our midst. It's the world where you see wind moves by. Indeed, and you sense the wind around. We breathe it, it blows on us, yet we do not see it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So as we saw in the 2 Kings chapter 6, starting from verse 14, angels, when they encamped surrounding the prophet Elisha, yes, they are in the spiritual world. It's not far from here. It's just near you there. It is near you there. World where wind moves by.
Yeah.
It's not far from you, it's there. The Westerns, they say that in it moveth the imaginary lines. Imaginary lines. Sure. It's called equator. Yet they do not see physically. You've understood it. Begin to understand that world. It's right within this planet. You're going to move, get explained of it. For you become real priests of God. For reaching the being teaching priests. You must know each of everything of that. When they speak of the spiritual world, do not think it's only far in heavens. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Let's read, we see.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esula ya mukaga olunyiri lwa 13.
2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 13.
Nayogera nti mugende mulabe gyali ntume mu nkime ne bamubuulira nti laba ali mu Dosani.
And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and bring him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan.
Olunyiri lwa
14. Verse 14.
Awo natumaye embalasi n'amagaali n'ejje lingi ne bajja ekiro ne bazingiza ekibuga.
Therefore sent he there horses and chariots and a great army. And they came by night and surrounded the city. Verse 15.
Awo muddu w'omusajja wa Katonda bwe yagolokoka enkya n'afuluma, laba, ejje n'embalaasi n'amagaali nga bizingizza ekibuga. Omuddu we n'amugamba nti, zitusanze, mukama wange tunaakola tutya?
And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an army composed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, I'll ask my master, what shall we do? Verse
16.
And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Verse
17. Omuzibula amaaso ge alabe. Awo mukama n'azibula amaaso g'omulenzi n'alaba. Awo laba. Olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro ageetoolodde Erisa.
And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and of chariots of fire round about Elisha.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. In this 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 13 to 17, they showed you the spiritual world. Where are the angels encamped? That is right near us here. But the physical eyes, they cannot see it. That's why in the era of Prophet Elisha, he was attacked by the Philistines.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they had evil spirits which were with them, the fallen angels. And the servant of Prophet Elisha,
his
servant Gehazi, he got so afraid. Why was he afraid? He did know that army of angels
had
camped to surround them in the spiritual world, or in the world where winds move by, this wind which we breathe. In that world we cannot see it with these physical eyes, until we are anointed to see very well. There is an anointing which falls on your eyes. Anointing of the Holy Spirit. And they open your eyes. That's why they say, Prophet Elisha said that, my Lord,
spoke
with the captain who led that army which surrounded there. Open his eyes. You think they were his eyes? Physical eyes he didn't see. How did he see the army as surrounded there? He saw the army. But what he never saw, they were those who were with that army. Spirits which were with them, he did see them. Not see the army which is with them. But Prophet Elisha told him, fear not. Those with us, they are more than those with them.
So
these people you see, the Philistines, they are not alone. They have others in them in the world.
So
we are in the physical world. We have an army with us here. And they anointed his eyes. That's why the teaching priests, most when they leave this level, they will
present in
the holy angels, anointed their eyes, they see men.
Yes, ye was with you.
Praise Jesus Christ. Revelation 3, it told you, you let you be anointed eyes that you see, you blind. Not that the physical eyes never see, they see. But the spiritual world is hardened them to them.
Okay.
Yes.
Aha.
Let's read in Revelations.
Okubikuliro sura ya kusatu.
Revelations chapter 3, verse 18.
Okubikuliro sura ya kusatu onyiriro ya kumi na musanvu.
Revelations chapter 3, from verse 17.
Kubanga oyogera nti ndi mugagga era ngagga wadde so siriko kye neetaaga so tomanyi ng'oli munaku gwe era asaasirwa era omwavu era omuzibe w'amaaso era ali obwereere.
Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and know not that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Verse 18.
Nkuwerera amagezi okugula gyendi ezaabwe yalongosebwa mu muliro olyoke ogaggawale n'engoye enjeru olyoke oyambale era ensonyi z'obuweererebwo zireme okulabika n'eddagala ery'okusiiga ku maaso go olyoke olabe.
I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white clothing, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness does not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Yes. Revelation 3 verse 17, his first told him, you say you are rich, increased in goods, you have need of nothing, but see you are so poor, you are poor, wretched, a miserable person, a blind, and one naked. I counsel you.
I
counsel you. You know, those that pretend to have a problem. Buy of me gold tried in the fire. You think, how can it be? What is that one? That is Psalms chapter 12 verse 6. The word of God, it's purified. More than gold tested in the fire. And they say, buy from me the words, and you get the treasure of knowledge.
2
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Commanded light of knowledge shine in darkness. That treasure he put in the vessel of clay. Yes. And he told him still,
he
buy of him clothing,
and that you may be rich.
That you get clothed,
lest
you be found naked. For if you get the words, and you do acts of righteousness, out of them they make for you garments of righteousness, the white robes, and they clothe you. Here they say, you buy from me the eye sale. You get anointing in English. Yes. And you get anointing of your eyes that you may see.
It's
a point we need the anointing teaching. And
it
opens our eyes. Spoken most in the first John chapter 2 verse 27. Anointing teaching, the more it comes in us, teaching priests move deep by anointing teaching, they reach the eyes, can see the spiritual world. I want to read in this John, we see
ebalwa yokane chisoka esula yakubiri.
First John chapter 2 verse 27.
Alwa yukane chisoka esula yakubi onyolwa biri mumsanvu.
First John chapter 2 verse 27.
Namwe okufukibwa kamafuta kwe mwawe waye okubera mumwe sote mwetaga mtu yenna okubayigiriza naye ngokufuka kwe okwa mafuta we kuibayigiriza mu bigambo byonna era kwa mazima so sibulimba eranga ye eranga bwe kwaba igiriza muberenga muye.
But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
Yes, we must be.
Praise Jesus much. The teaching priests, have anointing that teaches right from the Holy Spirit. And it reaches. And it opened their eyes. Spiritual eyes. Physically. Not in the way of the mind. For we have the eye of the mind, the eye of understanding, that here they've been opened.
Amen.
Yes. The eye of the mind. The many things you see through wisdom.
When read
wisdom in the word, you've understood many things. And understand. The eye of spirit of wisdom. It's reached you far.
Enter
the eye of spirit of understanding. And when you join scriptures, you see many things.
Of
understanding. And according to counsel of God, of the His word, you know times and seasons of many things. According to power of God, that's the word. You have seen the authority of God,
which
can do great things in the heavens and earth. And again, according to the eye of spirit of knowledge, you enlighten in many things. According to the eye of spirit of fear of the Lord, you know where hell he is. The fear of God has increased in you to hate evil. Even the lake of fire and everything done there, you see it. Praise Jesus much. According to spirit of the Lord, build you God from the everlasting. And here you see there. But when it reaches anointing, open your eyes. It's a person when they are seated there.
Yet
they see people plan things in America. Yes. It's when the person is seated there. And they see angels pass around walking. Yes. Reach that level.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That these teaching priests we see, who have to represent these angels here on the earth, they must be able to see,
and
they can ask, and this world, spiritual world in our midst is opened up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope you understand me well.
You know,
I want you to understand the things more than even what you think.
For
that world is what we most need to know much.
Even
if the spiritual world is understood very well, then it means these evil spirits attack us, they are hiding in this world, in that world. We are going to get them from there by force. We get them from there. And they be bound in the bottomless pits. But that world moves just near you. I told you, if you want to begin to understand it,
it's
the world of the wind that you breathe through.
For
when God was creating it in our midst,
he
created the visible and invisible things. Is it not that? Yes. I've reached you right there. You want to understand that world? You spoke much about it. You had it on your tongue. That the spiritual world, you think, where is it?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
makes meaning to know they are very well. The world is not far from you. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 15, speaks saying this concerning that world. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15.
Oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika, omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation?
Olunyolo lw'ekumi n'omukaaga.
Verse 16.
Kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa, mu ggulu ne ku nsi, ebirabika n'ebitalabika. Obanga ntebe za bwakabaka, obanga bwami, oba kufuga, oba bamasaza, ebintu byonna byatonderwa ye era ne ku lulwe.
For by him we are all things created, that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Praise Jesus much. Colossians 1:15-16. That in him all things were made, those of heavens and earth, visible and invisible, even in this world, that there is that world you do not see. He created it in the midst of this one. And what surprised most, this physical world we see comes from the invisible world. Yes. Because God the visible is God there from the things which are invisible. And he said, that's why the visible was made from the invisibles. Yes, this world is right near us. Angels, the seven groups, camp in the midst of the world. That is the world they camp in.
Now,
the teaching priests we see with our physical eyes, who represent them.
It
must be knowing that world.
People
command angels in that world to manifest here. Yes. But this God is having the government on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are we there teaching priests? Priests who are becoming teaching priests?
When you
hear it, the Bible, you love it much. Loving it is not bad. But to fulfill that. And
these
are the teaching priests. He's come. Let's welcome the teaching priest and he said, people give honors to themselves. He's called the teaching priest. You think it's of honors?
It
has a great responsibility.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read in the Hebrews we see. Hebrews chapter 11.
Bebulaniya esula ya kumi nemu. Olinyoli soka.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3.
Olw'okukkiriza, tutegeeranga ebintu byonna byakolebwa kigambo kya Katonda, era ekirabika kye kyava kirema okukolebwa okuva mu bitalabika.
Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Yes. The visible things we see, they were not made when they never came from the invisibles. Yes. You know English when it reads. Luganda brings a certain confusion. Yes. But he has told you,
through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that the things which seen, we are not made of the things which do not appear.
Yes. They were not made when the invisibles are not there. Yes. That is what it means. Yes. When you read here, you reach in understanding. Now this world, when they speak of it, usually here they say,
longitudes.
We have longitudes which surround it.
Latitudes.
Even latitudes. Come down longitudes. Yes. And there are the latitudes. Round it is like that. Yes. Yet no one sees them.
But
they are the lines upon which the earth is stretched. And they can tell you like in Uganda in Masaka, Kayawe.
Kayawe Masaka.
Masaka, rot. Yes.
And they say
the equator passes here, yet you cannot see it. Yet when you reach there, there are signs proof that it passes there. Are we together?
Amen.
mugendangayo ko ne mugirabako.
You go always there and you see it.
Katonda waliwo yatukanga wamu line ezo nazirabisa.
There is a point God reached
amanyi gazo kubanga liga amanyi.
For the others are powers.
Ensi yomu manyi genyini.
Spiritual world, their powers.
Ensi eno.
This world that we step on, we walk on. There are mountains. It has another spiritual world through which it came.
Ay, ay.
Wanji, are we there? In the spiritual world. Where do we find the spiritual world? They might be even there tapping, listening to you. You say we are where?
Let's
come out and possess you, you understand us. But that verse is very important. Hebrews 11:3. And he said that
through faith we understand that the world we are framed by the word of God.
So that the
things which are seen we are not made of the things which do not appear. Yes.
That is now how it is. They were got from the invisibles. That is why you see. God asked the prophet Job. He told him, where were you when I stretched the lines of this earth? Those lines you hear of. Even scientists, they say, they are there, but we don't see them.
They call them imaginary lines.
They call them imaginary lines.
Lines
cannot see, yet they are there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, our angels, the seven groups, before they manifest physically to us, they first camp in that world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we who are prayer on the level of teaching praise, we can call them the manifests.
It's manifest
in the glory of the angels or as children of men. Say that at times we entertain as we entertain strangers. In the Hebrews 14, verses 2. At times we entertain them as strangers.
But
one them appear in their rightful glory. Their chariots and their horses, even their wings.
The
time has come. It's not far. They are with us. They are with us. After God teaches us, every day teach us to profit. After revealing us, what is revealed becomes ours. Sure. I love that. That's why I love the Lord.
It's
you to profit. And you have a profit in benefit. You benefit and you profit the world.
Teach
you priesthood.
And you can profit
angels from the spiritual world.
Or
see the spiritual world. You say, "Yo, Michael,
just
the demon is there. It's there. And you see it."
This
comes from discerning spirits which are on the heads of people.
But
goes and see where they're even going. And you see it's going to massacre this mountain. Attack it there. And
your
mic cock chest it.
Abaddon
bite it. Fire burn their camp. You see the church? You were lagging behind your church.
Hey.
Let's see in Job.
Job sura yasatumo monana.
Job chapter 38. Verse 3.
Job sura yasatumo monana orunyoroksatu.
Job chapter 38, verse 3.
Kale nowe sibe chimiyungo musajja. Kubanga nakubuza nawo nziremu.
Gird up now your loins like a man. For I will demand of you, and you answer me. Verse 4.
Waliruddawa bwenasawe misinji jensi. Yatula obango lino kutegera.
Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if you have understanding. Verse 5. Who has determined the measure thereof, if you know? Or who stretched the line upon it?
Yes.
He laid foundations of the earth. These foundations, these are four angels. They are on the four corners of the earth. Revelation chapter 7. Verses 1 to 3. Them to no one sees them. Four angels on the four corners of the earth. Upon which they stretch the lines of this earth. In the Job chapter 38. Verse 4, he has said like this. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if you have understanding. Yes. It's not to explain foundations of the earth. You have to enter in Revelations. Chapter 7. Verses 1 to 3. And you go on the four corners of the earth, where there are four angels on the four corners of the earth.
He
made them into pillars of fire. He turned them into winds.
Even
humans do not know those. Now, verse 5, he says, who has determined the measures thereof? And who has stretched the line upon it? There are lines which pass it from north to south.
Longitudes.
They come from up downwards. And there are even latitudes around it.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. Now the measure of the latitudes.
Prime meridian.
The longitude is called what?
Equator.
You study geography. The teacher is raising the hand. Yes. Teacher, you tell us.
Teacher Jackson.
Yes, Christ, you have
as praise Jesus much.
Latitude yaitibwa equator.
Latitude is called the equator.
Ate longitude ye prime meridian.
The longitude is prime meridian.
Over Greenwich meridian.
Oh, Greenwich meridian.
Hey.
Yes.
Latitude ye nkuru.
The main latitude.
Yaitibwa equator.
Equator.
Ne longitude ye nkuru yaitibwa.
The main longitude is the prime meridian.
Ikuba nyingi na yezi.
But there are many, but they have the major ones.
Hey.
Yes. When you reach at Kayabwe and you see that you don't see with physical eyes there, that it's there, you find their powers. That's why they call the spiritual world. Moves there, the wind moves by this. You breathe the winds. Yet I've told you, you cannot see it. They measure it. Even seeing it, it fails.
Wind
vent. And they say the wind vein. They measured the wind was to this. You ask it the color of that wind they measure.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
So what order in is this?
So there are those lines. In the Psalms chapter
19,
verses 1 to 3, they move to speak of them like this.
Zaburi esula ya kuminamuenda.
Psalms chapter 19 from verse 1.
Eguru lyogere kitibwa kya Katonda. Nebanga libulira emirimu gy'emikono gye.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handwork. Verse 2.
Omusana gugamba ebigambo omusana, n'ekiro kiraga amagezi ekiro.
Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. Verse
3.
There is no speech, no language, where their voice is not heard. Verse
4. abitekeddemu enjuba eweema.
Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun. You know, verse 4 is very important. Their line, they pass through the entire earth. The lines of longitudes come down on this earth.
The
latitudes surround it.
It's
the most in the Bible. Not that they're imaginary. The Westerns, they say, they are imaginary. But they say, what they mean, they imagine that they are there as if they have not proof. A person who makes an imagination, the person who
can't say,
if there has been an accident and they imagine what would have been in it and they draw it in the book or they act a film out of it. But usually accidents happen. But what they call imagining, something you think of, it has been there.
But
if it was an accident and you drove cars, knocked each other,
others,
heads are moved out of the glass.
There are those
crying. You imagine that scene. Now they move from believing that world is there.
We just imagine.
And they say, we are just imagining it. It's there. And if you see the globe picture, they show you those lines. But they do not know that is the spiritual world, which must harden them to see. You know, they make binoculars and they see in the darkness.
Even
those things telescopes and microscopes, yes, and they try to see the smaller things. The spiritual world, they fail to spot and see it. And they say, now we imagine it perhaps there. Now born again, remain to speak of it. Yet all the
language
show where it is, it is there.
Now
you still don't agree I am a teaching priest. You still argue? I move to explain and see whether you still move to argue. Now, can I know that world? And I don't know those who are there and the way to speak with them. If you say, let me enter in spirit, you rather close your eyes and imagine like that. I'm going in the spiritual world. Let's attack Satan. You entered where then? You two went in imaginations of the Westerns. Perhaps you've entered the spiritual world.
You
need to know it.
Teleportation.
And you can reach get a teleportation.
Bible,
in the Bible, it's called the Azotus. It picks you, enters you in that world. But you'd have known that a prophet Haggai, by the Spirit, he is so right.
When it's
speaking Haggai 2, verse 9 downwards, it will come to pass in the last day. The mount of the house of God, it will be on the top high. There is a judgment to arise.
And
those who are in it, not demons, but indeed the God born again.
Once
born spirit, it disappears. Yes. It is like wind.
They
point to the spiritual world. This prayer of God is very important. I need to become one. Indeed, it's very important. I receive it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read, we see.
Mika esule yokuna onyoli soka.
Let's read Haggai.
Haggai esula yakubiri olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Haggai chapter 2 verse 9.
Ekitiibwa ky'ennyumba eno ey'oluvannyuma kirisinga kiri ekyasooka, bw'ayogera Mukama ow'Eggye. Era mu kifo kino mwendiwa emirembe, bw'ayogera Mukama ow'Eggye.
The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes.
Ekitiibwa.
The glory of the house of God, the church of God in the last days, it will be high than the former. Now the latter house, it moved most in the building, the house of God, or the house of the name of God. But now it came in us. We told we are temples of God. And the Spirit of God sits in us.
Promise
we have to be in the special glory. What I want to tell you is this, that because what's born of spirit, it is like wind.
It
can join on that world which is hidden. Indeed, there is a special yearning meant to be there. For the word born again, most remained with it on the mouth,
but
did reach its level which understandable well. You can disappear from here and you enter elsewhere, and you enter in America.
Hallelujah.
When they say glory of the house of God, the holy church of God on the earth, the latter will be greater.
Move
from glory going into glory. There are words great God means.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read in the John chapter 3.
Yokane sura ya kusatu onyoro mukaga.
John chapter 3 verse 6.
Ekizalibwa omubiri kiba mubiri, n'ekizalibwa omwoyo kiba mwoyo.
What that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit.
Olunyoro musanvu.
Verse 7.
Tewewunya kubanga nkugambye nti ekiba gwanira okuzalibwa omulundi ogwokubiri.
Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again.
Onyoro munana.
Verse 8.
Empewo ekuntira gye yagala, n'owulira okuwuuma kwayo, naye tomanyi gy'eva, newankubadde gy'egenda. Bw'atyo bw'abeera buli muntu yenna azaalibwa omwoyo.
The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell from where it came and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Yes. If we really get born again, and we're given a heavenly body, and we have two bodies like spirits, the one spirit, two bodies, the heavenly body and the earthly body, you reach a point and you're like wind. If you're like it,
the spiritual
world, you just access enter it.
Right
there, we are moved to the point. They first look for you. They find you here. And you disappear. Man.
You know,
you went to praise those funny demons. That demons disappear.
They
enter the spiritual world. They hide right on your side. In the world of weeks, they say one
who
is born of spirit is like that.
They
don't know where wind comes and where it goes. That is how they are. They can move the circulation of wind wherever, in the four corners of the earth. Those priests are the ones we want. I want to begin the work this year 2022, September 13th, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. And there are priests prepared very well, teaching priests,
ugena munchiko za Illuminati.
Go in the meetings of Illuminati and you sit there in their midst in the spiritual world, and they plan their things. You're watching them.
No, but tulo moru
you slap one slap. And they begin to scatter places. Come back, testify. I've been in this place. Yeah, those who say. Also, the way he moved to the spiritual world. He's speaking about it that we know it will not be possible. Who tell you? See, you never knew 1, 2, 3 in the kingdom of God. You have learned you are in 50. You think you'll not reach 100? There is a priesthood arising.
And
it's impossible. It's very hard. Born really the second
time
again. See Philip, how did they do it? They reached this level and they're filled of the spirit. And when they move from cooking food, you're joking with them, man. Spiritual world, they see right here.
Stephen
is told that they see. I see the Father. Heaven is open. Jesus with the Father. He has seen them. You joke with them. Philip is from baptism. Swift off to another place.
Amen.
We really backslid.
Many years back,
we would have been very far as the church, the Holy Church of God on the earth. If apostles had begun on it,
what
born spirit you really see it? My friends, we need fight for our priesthood.
But since
enter the Holy Church of God on the earth, the Church of Salvation, have to stop any stubbornness. Why do you act and do it? You think, what is its wage?
Not
yet so what God prepared you to be. These we grow with demons that they squeeze us. What is that? A child of God, a king, has a king of kings. A priest has a high priest who rules heavens and earth. You didn't know who you are. But he told you, when you separate the worthful from the worthless, if you separate the worthful from the worthless, every stubbornness, you take it from your life. Choose humility, righteousness, meekness, goodness of God.
Agamba, I think Zaburi?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, yes, Jeremiah. Jeremiah Satumeka. Kuminatano.
Jeremiah Esulaya Kuminatano Nyirwa Kumina Mwenda.
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 19.
Mukama chavayogera watinti. Boliko mao kale ndi kuza. Olioko imile maso gange. Erabo lya ulebi omuwendo omungi okubija mwebi ebitagasa olibanga kamwa kange bali dajoli na yegwe todanga jebali.
Therefore thus saith the Lord, if you return, then will I bring you again, and you shall stand before me, and if you take forth the precious from the vile, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return unto you, but return not you unto them.
There
are ones who are there. I will not return to you. You return to me. No.
What
you understood what will bring them to you? You after you return to the Lord.
No, you separate
the precious things from both notes.
It
makes you as his mouthpiece. What you speak is what he does. For you are him now.
It's
his mouth speaking now. I want
to America.
If you move to America and you're there.
But you are there that they return to you. You are nothing.
Not
separated the worthful from the worthless. Now stubbornness, it pays you how much? If we count it in the precious things, it's for how much? Stealing. It's for how much? Big-headedness. How much at which market do they sell it?
The
big head that you have which never softens.
It's
for how much
which
market did you buy it from?
There are things
you are with which cannot enable you
to
make you precious.
You've got
the stubbornness of the world, you have it with yourself. That you separate the worthless and from the worthful. Why clothe like people of the world if you are precious? And the princes and the kings don't clothe like those normal people. What are you selling to clothe a miniskirt, that which is not precious? You want to finish it. You find that you're precious. But what you've clothed, every eye is lasting on you. Are we together? And God says, you, these are not precious. They cannot even separate the worthful from the worthless. How did you become a worthless thing like that? Become a vessel worthy of the master's use. Now, I've told you like this, that these teaching priests only present seven groups of angels who camp in the midst of the world.
Embassies
of God, the church of the holy ones, where they gather. There are priests who can cause them to come out and they manifest. Though we have teaching priests, those we saw above in the 6th department, those cause them come on this world to encamp here.
Now,
have the second level, they tell them come out from the spiritual world.
Okay.
That's why they have their trumpets to command. They have ability to enter in the spiritual world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As you've seen him explain well in the John chapter 3, verse 6 up to 8, as you do not know where the wheat comes and where it goes, that is the way the person appears. One born of spirit, a person born again by spirit and water,
it doesn't
mean to baptize you in a river. But it's where it goes in the priesthood.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
you need to prepare yourself.
Need
to separate. The world is not precious. Even its last, there are cheap things out there. You to get corrupted in understanding, you need a bottle of alcohol. You think it's of how much? 1,000. You to become a fornicator,
it
needs you just to lust over men and women. You think it's for how much? And you to become an immoral person, a vile person. You sleep on women 1, 2, 3. And you become a vile person.
You
just commit adultery with other wives and women and others. God say you have no wisdom.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. The things you do, he says, you don't have any use a creation which has not any worth. Are we ready to get aligned? Stubbornness you bought is how much?
And sold on which markets?
See,
you have things which are worthless with yourself. You cannot differentiate. Look at the pride you have. It's how much? We buy it from you, you'll be safe from it. You tell us the price of it. You speak to my brethren. You think pride is of how much? I see you pass with it. You feel you're so big. You have wise
king,
but it's for how much you bought it where? We buy it from you. And we take it where you bought it from. You can't accept to humble.
But
it's for how much? You can't differentiate worthless from the worthful things. You think you sleep on 1-2 women. It has which price? And can you sell it to us? On how much? Except to rot. You get rotten.
No, you smell
filth and fornication. You think sleeping on 1-2 men, you are powerful. You just get foolish. You just
catch that and go
in time you are a whore. They swear at me everywhere I pass.
And
I'm so
just
how much you swear at you like that? He sing like you or tattoo to yourself. Me they propose to you so much. You get foolish, they propose much upon you. They don't have any fear within you. Any person they keep proposing much on. If Satan is not seeking to enter into fornication, demons do not fear you. But there are women who are with integrity. And though they pass on the road, a person tried to stretch your mouth and the spirit said, I'll slap that mouth. Who do you hiss at?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But your ears, they walk on their own tap, they wait to pass one to hiss at you. If they do
not,
even some walk, you want people to hiss at you, at least. When you pass those with mouth wishes and you change your walking, you shake it more.
No time to
walk with your wife, you the arrogance,
no,
and you stare it up for them. and they say that one is cheap.
Let's
see that one. How do you dare be bold just at hissing at you like that?
Your
ears are all tapped to wait for that hissing. Now God is going to speak with you again.
If
your ears are foolish like that, and you want to hear those itchings that you hear evils on your ears,
and
you want God to speak with you in those funny ears. Even laugh.
That
God make your mouth his mouthpiece. That mouth,
you reach
even you lick private parts, that it becomes a mouthpiece of God. Look at yourself.
What do you
call it?
It's
funny mouth. That God make your mouth his mouth filled of quarreling. Why is the king that he open your eyes to see? You know the profane your sins of
her.
You need to align even yourself. You are on husbands of others watching their chests. You unclothe them. We have clothed our trousers. We have covered our parts. You are peeping to see them.
You marry and see your wives.
That,
you have no case. You get married to watch your husband. You leave others. You align, be a holy priest. Are we together? You have funny ears or real ears? Now the mouth we call it what? What should we term it? Funny mouth or real mouth? That God make your mouth his mouthpiece. Is it still his mouth? Yours? You quarrel. You speak much useless words. That God come your mouth his mouthpiece. You joking?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Are we together? I see we are together.
So
you speak of neighbor, we are together. You get aligned, you get angered. But as it say in John, John chapter
3,
verse
6
to
8,
that's what is born of spirit is like that. And according to Acts chapter
8,
verse 39 and downwards, the men who began on this priesthood, they had communication with the angels, and they moved, disappeared, vanished.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This level is going to be interesting.
Let's
hope you enter in church. You enter the priesthood, office of God the Father, gifts and the callings he gives,
ministry
God the word Jesus, gifts and the calling he gives, units of God the Holy Spirit, and the gifts and callings he gives. And have to fight rich there in the priesthood, teaching priests, the teaching priests, even their second level.
Of representing
angels
who come in
our midst. Yes. This is interesting. Let's read in the Acts, we see. Acts chapter
8,
verse
39. Bwebava mumazi, omoyo gwa mukama, natwala Filipo omulawe, natamulaba nate, kubanga yagenda nga asanyuka.
And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
Olunyorwana.
Verse 40.
Naye Filipo yalabikira mu Azota, bwe yayita n'abuulira mu bibuga byonna.
But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Yes. When they say the Spirit of the Lord,
they
caught him up.
Caught
the whole of you. Caught up. Go out of the water.
Ate up.
Up. You move up in the space, move through the space.
Sweet.
Moving places, different cities.
These
had a communication with angels who had come. And they can enter.
Amen.
Those who reached these levels,
order
was not there. God's heavenly government on the earth.
But
move these issues, they were there. They are so desirous. Amen. Let's read verse 26. Acts chapter 8, verse 26.
Na wa nagamba Filipo. Ngayogera nti golokoka, ogenda obukiiko owaddyo okutuuka mu kkubo eriserengeta okuva mu Yerusalemi okutuuka e Gaza, ekkubo eryo lya ddungu.
And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert.
Olunyo lwa 27.
Verse 27.
N'agolokoka n'agenda, Kale raba, omuntu omwesopia, omulawe, omukungu wa kandake, kabaka omukazi omwesopia, eyali omuwandisi w'ebintu bye byonna, yali azze e Yerusalemi okusinza.
And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem to worship. Yes. Angel of the Lord told him. But do you think he came out and saw him? He said the angel of the Lord appeared to him. He told, spoke to him. They based in their camps. He sent him a communication of the Urim. Philip, go down. Right at the south. They want to preach the gospel there. This man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But that was begun by our Lord Jesus Christ as the high priest of heavens and earth. When he came from resurrection, as they had gathered in the building, he appeared in their midst. And they said, a demon, a ghost. He said, no, I'm not a ghost. Now, to be vanished, appear elsewhere. Doesn't mean you become a ghost, a demon. No. It's for us. Yes. It's for us. Are we together? But you must have committed yourself to the Lord, dedicated yourself. And if you feel my Jeremiah 15 verse 19, you separate the worthless from the worthwhile. Pride's never expensive. It's very cheap. There's nowhere even it is sold. It beats you down. Sin. The wage of it is death. Here are the price and the money of it. That is what you're paid out of it. My God. Why do you buy sin? You have told me for ignorance. But knowledge has been given you. Why get stiff-necked? You humble. I'm not softening the profit from you. But you to profit from it. Even many others to profit from you. What does it say now? The apostle wants us to soften and humble. That he can command us over whatever he wants. How many have I ever commanded you? How many do I do by myself? Except to do the commands of the living God. There is goodness which is in humbling. He said, if you humble, you will eat the good of the land. Not of this land, of the earth. We have the new earth and the new heavens. There we go, eat the good there. We finish this of earth which is today. We head on to the new earth and the new heavens. But as we read in the Luke, chapter 24.
Luke chapter 24,
verse 36.
Abo bali nga bakyayogera ebyo, ye yennyini n'ayimirira wakati waabwe, n'abagamba nti mirembe gibe mu mmwe.
And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you.
Olwasatu mu omusanvu.
Verse 37.
Naye ne beekanga ne batya, ne balowooza nti balaba muzimu.
And they were terrified and frightened, and supposed that they had seen a ghost.
Olwasa tumumunana.
Verse 48.
N'abagamba nti ekibeera likiriza ki, n'okubuusabuusa kugira ki mu mitima gyammwe.
And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do your thoughts arise in your hearts?
Olwasa tumumwenda.
Verse 49.
Mulabe engalo zange n'ebigere byange, nga nze nzuuyo mwene, munkwateko mulabe, kubanga omuzimu tegulina nnyama, na magumba, nga bwe mulaba.
Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see,
For a spirit has no flesh and bones, as you see me have. Verse
14.
And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet.
Verse 41.
And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have you here any food? Verse
42.
And they gave him a piece of a boiled fish and a honeycomb. Verse
43.
And he took it and did it before them. Yes. You know demons? The fallen angels. They have conditions. One of the conditions is not eating fish. For those are their base under the ocean. Yes.
Is
that not a ghost?
What the,
no, people knew
that
ghosts are one who disappear. Or you are stood here and no sin come, it falls in your midst. And Jesus did it. And they got afraid. He said, ghost which is in the midst. He said, I'm no ghost. You touch me very well. I live. Yes. But the ghost of the fallen angels, they had a war in heaven. It affected them. Those we call the aliens.
Now,
those bodies through which they appear, they work for them through drinking life which is in the blood. When
it
appears, it cannot take long while they are in that body. And they have conditions attached of not eating. That's why when angels reached, like in the Genesis 18, Abraham will get up food to serve them. If you are real angels, let us eat together.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I want to give you this example. But you be very wise.
What about film?
There is a film.
It is Charmed.
It is called Charmed. You know, have you watched it? Charmed. You know that film? They were using a code which says
the power of the three.
Amanyi gabasatu. You say you watched it. What does he say? They don't remember. They just watched it. Let me tell you what was in it.
For
when we are in the heavenly journey, I was sent to watch it. Even the Kyle XY. Charmed. Or the film called Charmed. They changed powers of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they say,
power of the three.
Amanyi gabasatu.
Simanyi arite ya, simanyi what?
It's the way they termed them there. Yes. And they had a form of angels who would come in there, be in the house. Yet others do not see them. They have a way they exchanged that thing. You can watch it. But you differentiate. It will help you understand what I'm telling you. That film of Kyle XY. They were acting on the two sons of the anointing. That's to be careful of it.
They acted
what they had to do with abilities. You are in which world?
If
in the real world you are in, you don't understand it. Other men act things. And they want to see. Church, do they still understand? Can they discern the things or not? They see that you slumbered.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, about Uganda.
So, brethren,
Those levels we have to reach them. Because when
you
go back to the Luke chapter
24,
our Lord Jesus, after he explained to the men he found at the road to Emmaus,
they said,
disappeared and they could not see him again. He vanished. If you enter the spiritual world, you melt. You melt away. You reach elsewhere. Luke chapter 24,
verse 30.
And it came to pass, as he sat to eat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and broke it and gave to them.
Verse
31.
Amaso gabwe ne gazibuka ne bamutegera.
And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight.
He
didn't just disappear.
There
is a vanishing.
As
if you melt away. And you move ahead. Are we going there? Are we there?
Are
they going to do righteousness upon righteousness? Let me say, those who say indeed,
we need these
righteous and holy servants of God. Brethren's church has to be glorious.
The
spiritual world is ours.
And
when given power in Matthew 10,
he
gave us power on all demons to casting them. To heal all form of sickness, spiritual and physical.
He's
telling us,
you
have to get different spiritual worlds.
Are free to call
heaven's camp on the world. And you store them in the spiritual world. And you call it out to work in the time of work. Authority will limit
it.
We just made our throat.
Yes,
Jesus.
Hey,
Jesus.
We cast them.
We bind them. Like that. And we have a life of not understanding well.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much. You know the wind goes to the four corners of the earth.
Then
you can rotate this earth as you want. You can get out of it. And you attack principalities in the sky. And you are with angels. That level we have to reach it. We are going to get so determined to righteousness.
For
the way righteousness is revealed to us, coming from believing, you believe with your heart, be given righteousness.
It's
been that faith. Come from hearing the word of God into doing it. Right from righteousness to move. Right from righteousness to move deeper into holiness. Holiness
it
moves you to the level of holiness.
Righteousness.
But holiness, you enter to the priesthood. That is why it's called the holy priesthood.
Let's repeat that.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. I'll say like this, that righteousness
ends
you on the level of musicians or singers.
But
when you enter the church, you enter the deacon and the bishops, you enter the judges, you enter elders of the church, brothers, musicians, but reach the level of teaching priests. Holiness,
it's
what enters you there.
The holy
that's
priesthood.
Why it's called Obwakabona Obutukuvu.
Ah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But as I summarize, I've spoken much concerning qualities of this priest who only present seven groups of angels on this earth, those encamped in the spiritual world, those who've gotten explained of well. I don't know how I can avoid speak secrets until the end of service. Is not that? When you read it and you wonder, let's stop going in revelations. Let's just read. But if you cannot separate them. Reading, revealing, and explaining, they move together.
Amen.
And you just try to summarize as you pray to the Holy Spirit. Teach me how I summarize this. There are very many in midst there. Praise Jesus much. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. He said the winds, it has a circuit, it moves by. And it means a person rich on this level of teaching priest, everywhere they go, they reach the extreme of it. We told you the spiritual world starts from the wind, oxygen you breathe. Yes. Let's read, we see.
Omubulizi esule soko nyirwa mkaga.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 6.
Empewe egende lyo buchiko obwadyo. Nechukiro buchiko obwakono. Echuka chuka bulikasera mukutambula kwayo. Empewe onedda nate mukwetolola kwayo.
The wind goes towards the south and turns about unto the north. It whirls about continually and the wind returns again according to its circuits. Yes. Now this wind, what takes it in the four directions? It be able to connect with the four angels in the four corners of the earth. Connect with the spiritual world well. Now there are things you have to understand in the midst there. When you enter in the spiritual world, you cannot get lost from there. For you just know, I come from East Africa,
Uganda.
If you move through it, move into America, it depends on which state. Yes. Whether in the north, you speak, we go to the north. Because if in the other world, the wind moves in that
circuit,
they know every direction. Don't need a map there. You need knowledge.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Aha.
But the heavenly journey, see the Bible, it has things. It began on this planet Earth. It started on this planet Earth.
I've not
told you we move which and which places.
Study
is where I tell you every place where we reached.
Even
the spiritual world, we moved in terrorists. Every direction I know, if you move here, you if I enter here in the spiritual world, I know I've entered
Uganda.
Through Uganda, East Africa.
Zana Kampala.
Kampala. When I reach where I go, coming back, I just speak the direction I came from. Spirit handle the movement of winds.
It
moves it in the Azotus. He knows every direction. So you not get lost in there.
Mm-hmm.
Not. I may enter there and don't come back. The spiritual world, after we unclothe this body, it's one we reach into. Yes. And the rest here never, they don't see it. But we are right there in those minutes. Those who go in hell and they are picked. The angel of death comes.
Amen.
Let me stop the things of the spiritual world. I will come, we study it by itself, the spiritual world.
Then I finish with Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
Which
shows their works, that gold work does under the sun. In the ways of the world. Though they refuse to sleep day and night searching about them, they can never see them. For it's the spiritual world. Praise Jesus much. Have you understood it well? The age of death speaks a person right there. When the spirit checks from the body, it enters immediately that world. And it sees you, and you do not see it. Always it's not far from you, it's right near you where you are. But you speak of it the spiritual world. But as we say, Revelations 8 verse 1 and 2, that these angels are in seven groups. There are seven commanders with seven trumpets. Let's read we hear. Revelations chapter 8 verse 1.
Boyabembula kabonera ko musanvu ne waba kasirikira omuguru nga kitundu kya sawa.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
Olunyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Ne naba ba malaika musanvu abamira masoga katonda ne bawebwa obugombe musanvu.
And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them we are given seven trumpets. Praise Jesus much.
So, because
these angels are in these seven groups, and they come camp on this world, they have commanders.
Now,
when we put there the seven teaching priests, we give them the first trumpet, and it's of the commander. And we give them the second trumpet, and it's for the captain who gives out the weapons. According to Revelation chapter 15, verse
1.
Revelation chapter 15, verse 1.
Nenda bakabonera kalala mugulu akanene akechitalo. Bamalaika musanvu ngabalina ibonyobonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero kubanga mwebyo.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having seven last plagues, for in them is completed the wrath of God. Yes. What happens is this. As we've read Revelation 8 verse 1 and 2, all the seven groups of the angels, they have a commander over them, each one of them.
And
he has a trumpet of God. It means these seven teaching priests
who
are put to represent these angels, the commanders, we give them a trumpet also. Yet even leaders of angels, the captains who give out the weapons of the praises of God, as we've had Revelation 15 verse 1, for their sake these priests, we give them the second trumpet, or we make them 14 priests. And they make 14 trumpets. It means they can very well command double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. Praise Jesus much. So in Joshua chapter 6, Joshua chapter 6 verse 6.
Joshua omwana wa Nuni naita bakabona nabagamba ati musitule sanduko yendagano era bakabona musanvu basitula amakondere musanvu agamayembe gendigensajja bazikulembeze sanduko ya Mukama.
And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord.
Yes.
Bakabona musanvu.
Seven priests.
Na makondere musanvu.
With seven trumpets.
Kulwaba commander baba malaika musanvu.
For the commanders of the angels, the seven of them.
Baina makondere gakatu.
Who have the trumpets of God. Why they added on the second trumpet? For angels, the captains who have the weapons of the wrath of God.
Let's
move on, reach the verse 7 and 8.
Joshua
chapter 6, verse 7.
Nebagamba abantu ntimuite mwetolole ekibuga ne nabalina ebyokulwanyisa bakulembere esanduko ya Mukama.
And he said unto the people, pass one and march around the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. Because they are these ones of the weapons armed with them. Yes. We give them the other trumpets. Or we make them 14
department
in that department
of
holy angels of God in the holy church of God on the earth. As we saw, the way those trumpets are blown, it depends on the seven spirits of God. Have you understood well? Yes. Read verse 8, we see.
Joshua
chapter 6, verse 8.
Aho, Joshua bayamala okwogera n'abantu, bakabona musanvu abasitula makondere omusanvu. Agamayembe g'endiga ensajja mu maaso ga Mukama ne bayita ne bakommonta amakondere esanduko y'endagaano ya Mukama ng'ebavaako ennyuma.
And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. Yes.
Erasinga.
And if they move on to blow the trumpets, they can blow them called double portion of the Holy Spirit.
And
wisdom in the word begins to be revealed to many.
And
the Holy Spirit pass through. People read the Bible, understand it. Get wisdom in the world, understanding, counsel, power in the world, light of knowledge, the fear of God, to hate evil, to glorify God, the spirit of the Lord. The angels pass through
and they
move, make them what's not in the scriptures of truth. This situation we are moving into, it's of authority, high authority. You need to prepare yourselves.
I
don't know whether we total 14 those perfected to enter this office, yet it has to start on the 13th September.
Are you ready? Somebody ready?
I am getting there. Let me see those ready. In this office you'll enter it. The problem which is, when you blow the trumpet, you're not perfected. You will be posed there, you spend days there, freeze there. Who entered that priesthood, even a sacrifice for others, and they're not perfected. Still they tied a chain on them. You go, you die from there, no one enters there. They pull the chain, get you out. Always I show you the way to reach here, and you fight with it. And I charge you to leave sin. And to put the ways possible, you leave sins. That you join righteousness. And you reach the holiness of God. And you argue, you mama. You will reach and cause leprosy to strike people. You go enter in a saloon. You offer your head, they trim it. That they do massage on you. All people there will be cursed for that.
He said,
not when he anointed, you think it's a joke.
There's a time
going to reach and the priesthood have understood it.
Don't
just wander places. Have you understood me well? Perhaps some have not yet understood me. No more even give us time to ask. The time is what is not on our sides. It's September right ahead there. Have you begun to understand the priesthood? To prove that this priesthood, most, when it reached those who represent seven groups of angels, all their ways moved by that.
In
Leviticus chapter 13, verse 4.
Okay,
let's come from verse 3. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying, verse
2,
when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a swelling, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh, like the disease of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons, the priests.
Verse 3. Nechifananyi chendwadde nga chifulumye wansi weddiba lyomubiri gwe na ye endwadde ye ngega endwadde yebigenge au kabona anamukeberanga namwatulira nga simulongofu.
And the priest shall look on the disease in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the disease is turned white and the disease in sight is deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a disease of leprosy, and the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. Yes. The level of the priest. When the teaching priest reach to enter a group of angels, you reach, they bring you someone, you look at them just like that. And you see every sign and you say this one is sick in this and that. Let me tell you, see. Now you started in the doctor field, it eases your life. Just reach level of priests. You know teacher Amos. Teacher Dr. Amos. He comes to me and he
says,
the sick told me this and that. Just bring them here, we see. That one is sick of this and this and that. Go give them this medicine. You don't need to be prayed for much. Let me say, how do you do it? You did study signs of the doctors. How? What is it?
Amen.
Yes. You joke with this priesthood.
It's
finished from the church. The
what
priest finished it out. And it really happens be there.
And
you, if you get revealed of it, it's extreme.
Oh,
man. You are appearing impossible. But now he has nothing to do. Revelations which is extreme has come. Let's read verse
4.
Leviticus chapter 13 verse
4. Nga tebufuse bweru kale kabona anasabiranga owendwadde ennaku musanvu.
If the bright spot is white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight is not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof is not turned white, then the priest shall shut him up that he has the disease 7 days. Yes. They moved within those courts. For they had those they presented. Angels, the seven commanders,
even
those having the weapons of the praises of God, the seven. Those leading the seven groups of the holy angels. Let's read the next verse.
Abalevi esula ya 13 olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Leviticus chapter 13 verse 5.
Awo kabona ali mukebera ku lunaku olw'omusanvu. Kale laba bw'anaalabanga endwadde ekomyewo awo n'endwadde nga tebunye ku ddiba awo kabona anaamusiibiranga ennaku 7 endala.
And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the disease in his side is unchanged, and the disease spreads not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. Yes.
He adds
on the seven of the others. But now you see, there are many things you're meant to read in this Bible. Most, when the rich responsibility of teaching priests, the seven teaching priests in the sickness department, when it reaches these seven priests who represent seven groups of angels, there are many things to be known. If you will know those responsibilities, there will never be a sickness in the church. There are many things you can do. You do them physically, yet the spiritual world fulfills them. We have the army on our side. Satan will get manufacture many sicknesses and diseases. But we're sure, if we understand our priesthood, no sickness will not be cured and healed.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So as I conclude this day, in Revelations chapter 1, those seven angels, they come unto the church. They come unto the church and they have codes. The teaching priests who represent them, they must know them very well. And they know them very well. Very, very well. Very well. Revelations chapter 1 verse 10.
Nali mu moyo ku lunaku lwa Mukama waffe, ne mpulira ennyuma wange eddoboozi eddene.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet.
Verse 11.
Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamum, and Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Yes. Why were these seven churches the major ones? For them alone in that time, upon which angels had encamped there.
Muguru,
in heaven, here they cannot call it church. And angels never camp there. Not. They don't consider it as a church. They see it as any other congregation of people. Yes. Like in the football stadiums. For in verse 20 he says this. Revelations chapter 1 verse 20.
Echama chemunye nyo musamvu zolabye mukono gwangu gwadyo netabazo omusamvu za zabu. Emunye nyo musamvu beba malaika be kanisa omusamvu netabaza ze kanisa omusamvu.
The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Yes. There has to be their fullness of Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God. And they say the church is there, for it is led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness, seven spirits. The other, the seven angels must have encamped there. That is what they call church. Not every congregation of people just there. That's a church. No, no. Heavens never consider you a church.
So
they say the seven lamps. They are the seven churches.
That
where the Holy Spirit is in his fullness.
It's
where they mark that church, there is a church there. That is a church gathering there. Even seven angels camp there. Have you understood well?
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus much. And now the seven angels, because they stand before the seven eyes of God, the seven spirits of God, that is why it's marked like that. That without where there is no Holy Spirit in his fullness, there are not these seven groups of angels.
These
teaching priests we put who represent them, they are there as their shadow.
So they
do not become the other seven angels of the church. Not. They must be knowing codes of those seven angels, and they teach them always as they explain them.
For example,
like the first of the group angels, Michael. Revelation chapter 2, verse 1.
Eri malaika owe kanisa yomu Efeso. Wandi kanti, bwati bwayogero ya kwate munyenye omusanvu mu mukono gwo gwaddyo. Atambulira wakati wetabazo omusanvu za zabu.
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus writes, these things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Yes. It means
the
first teaching priest
represent
first group of the angels led by Angel Michael, who move under spirit of wisdom.
He
must know that code, and he can explain it very well.
But
yes, the Lord, he who holds the seven stars in his right hand.
What were you get?
That is, he
is.
He has the seven spirits of God. He must be able to explain them. The seven spirits. He does not just stand there that he is priest. Everything concerns seven spirits of God. The other walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Arina emunye nyomusa.
Has the seven stars in his right hand.
He has
the seven stars in his right hand. He must be able to explain that mystery.
He
must know what concerns which are these stars. For when the angels reach to manifest, first ask them to give them proof
that
what is our code, you angel who has appeared.
You
ask the seven stars in his right hand. What are the seven stars? Bring Revelations
9.
I saw a star fall from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit. Enter Revelation 20. He says the angel of the bottomless pit. He knows, explain the mystery of the stars. In the ask him a question, you tell him the stars. The star which led the wise men
ask
the way the son Jesus born, which was which star? Let's come back tomorrow.
tulabo obona imira
we see whether you will stand in that position
naingo sobora
but you can in the name of the Lord Jesus, son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.